Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're talking about Joe Biden. Joe has a favorite expression. He says, don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. And I think what you'll see in this campaign is two very different visions about how we move the country forward. I believe that we've got to invest in things like education, making college affordable, science and technology, rebuilding our roads, rebuilding the country, that all those things can be done in a sensible way while we're bringing our deficits down in a balanced way. I think that everybody sitting on this couch is probably going to have to pay a little bit more in taxes so we don't have to raise taxes for middle-class families. And that's a different view from what Mr. Romney believes. And that's a legitimate debate to have. I think this is going to be a really important election.
Here's President Obama from his appearance this week on The View explaining some of the differences between him and Romney. Presidential race, talking about Romney and Obama. Maybe a little Ron Paul coming up in this hour of the countdown. At least get us started. Here is host Bruce Wolf with Dan Proft. They talk about the latest poll numbers, which shows Romney moving ahead of Mr. Obama, especially with female voters.
Barack Obama now trailing in a CBS New York Times poll?
Yeah, but you know the New York Times is biased.
Right.
That's what his campaign said.
You can't trust the New York Times.
Oh, boy.
It's biased, of course.
Yeah.
So what does this poll exactly say? It's still very close,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a statistical dead heat among registered voters, Romney 46, Obama 43, but this gender gap still is really a problem. Oh, wait. Among women, Romney 46, Obama 44.
Hokey smokes.
Yeah.
I believe David Brooks writes a column today. It's one of those where I intuited from the link and didn't actually read it. But David Brooks, who used to be on our side, I think, and now is going to the dark side with the New York Times, says, and this is the spin they have on it right now.
He oscillates back and forth, Brooks.
Well, this is the spin. Obama should be getting crushed right now, given the state of the economy. He shouldn't even be close right now. So that's the way of spinning it in his favor. Now, but I'll ask you this. At this point in the 1980 campaign, where were Carter and Reagan? Do you know?
Carter, I don't remember.
I mean, as of May, the whatever.
But 5 months out, Carter was still up significantly.
He was still up significantly despite what we then had as the misery index, unemployment and inflation adding up to astronomical numbers.
Yeah, look, the power of incumbency is very real, and it's not just for the president. It's at every level of elective office. And so he has done certain things to appease certain constituencies, and so you start with a relatively high floor, not to mention now you have Democrat, Republican, so you have people that are just locked in to vote based on party affiliation. So the idea that what's he going to lose? He's going to lose by 30 points? It's ridiculous. No president is going to lose by that much, almost regardless of what's happened on their watch. But he is unbelievably vulnerable based on these numbers. Now, again, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We talk about this all the time when there was a gender gap, according to some polls, as recently as a few weeks ago, that showed Obama up 20 points among women, and I think it was really mostly single women as opposed to married women, where Romney is leading, and that explains how that gap is closed. But let's not get ahead of ourselves in reading too much into polling. There's snapshots in time, but it shows that Romney, who just came out of a bruising primary, as they all are at this level, and has really not established himself in the minds of a lot of voters who won't pay attention to this until after Labor Day, he's pretty well positioned.
Speaking of numbers, how about the number $1 million, which is what Ricky Martin raised for President Obama at the LGBT Leadership Council and the Futuro Fund at the Rubin Museum of Art in New York City. I ask you this, is it worth the president flip-flopping on gay marriage to get $1 million from a Ricky Martin fundraiser?
Living La Vida.
It's not exactly $15 million.
Yeah. You know, living La Vida Loca doesn't pay like it used to.
I haven't followed Ricky Martin since that song. I mean,
yeah, well,
is he still
not been much
is
to follow.
Is he au courant?
Up next, more on the polls on the countdown. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What up here? Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hot stuff in talk radio. Doug Steffen, the presidential race. Steve Scott with CBS political analyst Brian Montepulli. They talk about how close President Obama and Mitt Romney are in the latest polls.
Brian, a recent CBS News poll showed Mitt Romney inching just ahead of President Obama. Do you expect them to jockey back and forth the next few months?
Well, if you look at the average of the polls out there right now, it's incredibly close. It's within 0.1 percentage points. This is a very split country on these two, and I think it's going to be a very, very tight race. We'll see some movement in the polls, but you have to keep in mind, polls are not always accurate. They operate within margins of error, and I think generally, based on the totality of polls, we're looking at essentially an even race right now.
Now that the other Republican names have been removed and whittled down to just Mitt Romney, does that give him a boost?
To some extent, I think it does. I mean, the thing for Romney now is he needs to define himself for the general election. So the question is he able to define himself positively as a guy who would be a steady hand for the economy, or are the Obama folks able to define him negatively as someone who basically is what Rick Perry called in the primary a vulture capitalist? The Obama people came out with an ad this week where they spotlighted Romney's work at Bain Capital and specifically how one company that Bain Capital was involved with went bankrupt and laid off a lot of workers. And Romney's folks ended up with a lot of money. If the Obama team can convince Americans that Romney is sort of looking out for the rich and not for the everyday American, then they've got a good shot. But, you know, the Romney folks shot back with their own ad saying, look, Romney's been a job creator, and here's something to prove it. So right now it's really for Romney about how he's defined.
With these two running pretty close together inside the margin of error in that last CBS News poll, what will make the difference in this race down the stretch?
Well, to quote what's become a cliche at this point, James Carville's comment that it's the economy, stupid. I mean, you know, we get wrapped up in social issues a lot of the time. There's all these distractions. Of course, gay marriage was in the news last week. But realistically, I don't think there's a lot of people who are going to be swayed on gay marriage, maybe a few. But ultimately, it's going to come down to the economy, and not just the economy nationally, but how the economy looks in swing states. If you look at some of the key swing states like Virginia, Ohio, Florida, the economy is doing pretty well, and that's important for the president. But then you look at some place like Nevada, where the economy is a disaster. So you just have to look at how the economy is in each of these states, and you really have to think about this as a state-by-state contest instead of a national one.
How about the economy of campaign fundraising? Do each of these candidates have money to burn down the stretch?
Barack Obama, I think, is going to have more money in terms of his campaign, but this is the year of the super PACs. Our Supreme Court has dictated that corporations have free speech and that they can dump as much money as they want into influencing these elections. Now, they can't donate directly to the candidates, but they can run ads. And in fact, the Karl Rove-backed group Crossroads GPS just today announced that it's launching a $25 million attack ad on President Obama. I think when all is said and done, the Republicans will probably spend a little bit more money than the Democrats, but we are in unchecked territory here, so it's hard to say exactly how it's going to play out.
Talk host Keith Kramer with Mitt Romney's high school bullying incident on his mind, wondering out loud if it really deserves any attention.
I guess some high school friends of Mitt Romney came forward with some kind of stories about him holding them down, and you know, he cut somebody's hair, he held somebody down and cut his hair. And I think he threw out, you know, a couple of slurs at one point, or so they say. But Mitt Romney's such an idiot that he comes out and goes, "Well, I'm sorry. I don't remember it, but I'm sorry." Okay, let me get this straight. You're running for the president of the United States of America. Somebody comes out and accuses you of something, and because you can't remember it, you just come out and say, "I'm sorry. I don't remember it, but I'm sorry." That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Either you did it or you didn't do it. And if you don't remember it, why would you apologize for it? God. It pains me down in my scrotum when people are that idiotic. Play the clip, Gene.
I don't recall the incident myself, but I've seen the reports, and not going to argue with that. There's no question but that I did some stupid things when I was in high school.
But if you don't remember it, then what do you give a crap? I mean, you know, if you did it and you're sincerely sorry and you remember it, acknowledge it. Yeah, I know it. I know it. I did some dumb stuff when I was in high school. I was, you know, 14 years old, 15 years old. And my apologies to those fellas. You know, I hate bully, blah, blah, blah. But no. Let's say I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't recall the incident myself, but I've seen the reports, and not going to argue with that. There's no question but that I did some stupid things when I was in high school.
You're on the Kramer Show. Welcome in.
Well, Kramer, it's been proven, but the family of the boy that this supposedly happened to said it never happened, first off. It was a made up story, and isn't it miraculous the timing of that story? The same day that Obama comes out and supports gay marriage, they find this 50-year-old story about Romney, but they can't find in Obama's memoirs, his book, where he says that he bullied a little girl. I mean,
so you think this is some kind of Democratic cover up to bring, because I don't think that this is that big of a story that it can overshadow Obama coming out to, you know, align himself with gay marriage.
Let's pause for a moment and then change the focus to gay marriage. Shall we debate that? Yep, we will, next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah. And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see CentOS trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With CentOS trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we continue talking about what you're talking about and what you're listening to, the opinion formers are talking about gay marriage. Here's Sean Hannity talking to Herman Cain about the politics behind the president's decision to announce his support for gay marriage.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You know, Herman, you ran. You know what it's like to be a candidate. And it's interesting because even the New York Times poll, which they're, of all people, the president's campaign is now complaining about the methodology where Democrats were oversampled by 6%. Because two-thirds of the people see this for what it is, political expediency. This is the president's old position. He changed it three times in between that he had back in 1994.
This was clearly a political decision, a political move. You know, Democrats have long taken black people for granted, their votes. Now, this president coming out with this issue, he's now taking black people for granted, not just their votes. Secondly, this is a states' rights issue. Why does he want to hijack this issue and try to make it a national issue when it is not? It is clearly a political move, and unfortunately, not all people of faith are going to be gullible enough to just follow him simply because he says he has evolved. It's not going to work.
And by the way, if you're a Republican and you change your mind, you're a flip-flopper. But of course, if you change your mind back and forth again, you're evolving. This is part of an evolution process. Yeah. Herman, what did you think about the line on The View today where the president said, well, when your name is Barack Obama, you know, it's always tight, Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, prior to the 08 election and his swearing in, you know, poor Bill Cunningham out in Cincinnati, you know, said Barack Hussein Obama, and he was excoriated for saying it.
Well, I think that was his way of trying to add some humor since he was on that show. But I can tell you, a lot of people aren't laughing. He doubled down on this whole issue, Sean, when he said he also wants to put Congress on notice. He wants to repeal DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. You know, forgive me for sounding as if I'm frustrated. Who does he think he is?
Yeah.
He is not God. He is the President of the United States. And that's what's turning a lot of people off.
Here's what some talk radio callers have called in to say, weighing in on the debate over gay marriage.
While I support Obama and his
acceptance of gay marriage. There's just one thing. He said it had to be left up to the states to decide. And the problem with this is that most of the legal benefits and protections of marriage come from the federal government. They come from the states. It has to do with tax law, social security, inheritance rights, and so on. So, for instance, say you have a gay couple that's legally married in Iowa, and under, say they have, they're allowed to declare each other beneficiaries under Social Security, but then for economic reasons they have to move south to Missouri. They get to Missouri where they're not allowed to be married, and they become unmarried in Missouri. Does that mean that they give up all their federal benefits? Most of the legal benefits and protections of marriage come from the federal government. And that's why I think the Supreme Court is ultimately going to have the last say on this.
I think the entire nation, both on the Republican and the Democratic side, are looking at it in the wrong way. I think the institution of marriage existed long before there was a government. But now we have both sides trying to use government to either recognize or not recognize marriage. I think the only thing that the government should recognize is civil unions. As far as marriage is concerned, I think we should leave it to the churches, we should leave it to the mosque or the synagogue. If there is a mosque or a church or a synagogue that wants to legalize or that wants to kind of go ahead and approve a marriage between heterosexuals or homosexuals, I think that should be left to those religious institutions. The only thing that the government should recognize are civil unions.
Now we'd like to hear from you. Presidential race, debate over gay marriage, the Zimmerman-Trayvon case, 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The power of radio and conversation on the radio is what we highlight here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing along with this, I guess we'd call it a provocative discussion. It always is when you get into gay marriage and same-sex marriage, that sort of thing. Whether it was a flip-flop or an evolution or a change of view, President Obama is the first sitting president to endorse same-sex marriage. Coincidentally, same week the president announced this change, Cyndi Lauper, one of the biggest activists for gay and lesbian rights in the entertainment community, came to the District of Columbia to get an award for her work to end lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth homelessness. Hearing the president's support for same-sex marriage, she said that she felt extraordinary. Quote, "I'm proud to be an American. I've never been so proud of a president before," Cyndi Lauper said. "I have been seeing all of my life the disparity and the inequality that goes with being gay or a lesbian. And so to be a part of this and be here at the same time gives me a lot of hope." Lauper has not always been happy to be associated with politicians. I'm remembering back to the time of True Colors and Girls Just Want to Have Fun. When she didn't want her songs used in political ads, even by Democrats who share a lot of her political views. And so one would wonder, again, how this affects you. She describes how it affects her. How does this affect you? 800-510-8255. We continue our conversation about this evolution and your thoughts on same with Ray in New York.
I believe the president is a flip-flopper in just about everything he said from the day he was inaugurated, whether it was closing Gitmo, the torture of suspected terrorists, so instead of capturing them, he just blows them up, And with the gay marriage, personally, I don't care. I don't think it should be a federal law, though. It should be up to the states. And I also feel the president stamps down on the 10th and 2nd Amendments, and he has to go. I'm sorry, he has to go.
Has to go. All right, 800-510-8255. Joe in Utah, here's your opportunity. Let's hear from you.
Now, my take is on it. Number one, gay marriage is wrong. It's wrong as a natural occurrence of God. It's wrong in every way. Mitt Romney knows that. He stood up and said that. You don't have to worry about Mitt Romney because his religion knows that of the marriage between a man and a woman. Barack Obama is like every other liberal who doesn't have a clue how to live. It doesn't have a clue what's right and wrong, and you can see that in his evolving stance. His policies evolve from whatever CNN says and MSNB says. That's what Obama will do.
Uh-huh. 800-510-8255. Wrong for you, sir? Got it. Wrong for everybody else? Isn't that up to them? Michael in Florida, your thoughts on this continuing discussion. We have a lot of people on the line here. 800-510-8255 reaches us on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. So go ahead, sir.
I believe that, you know, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Now, I'm a part of flip-flopping, and I'm scared of Romney, for sure. I mean, he flip-flops on everything. But on the same end, Obama, let's not forget who elected him. Big money, Wall Street. The banks. That's who elected him. And so now he's going to cry about the super PACs. Now, I do admit that I joined a Tea Party recently, but I got to do what I can to get Obama out of there because for the first 2 years of his term, he had control of the House and Senate, and he did nothing about jobs. He jammed that health care down our throats, and we now know it is so flawed. I mean, there's not anything good in that thing. So, yes, Romney flip-flops like crazy, but I got to go with him over Obama.
All right. Is this the issue that makes it or breaks it for you? 800-510-8255. Kathleen, listening to WJOL in Joliet, Illinois.
I would much rather hear President Obama say what he said, because what he said about it's okay for gays to marry, he has nothing to do with that one way or the other. He cannot tell grown people what to do. He can't even get this country going like it should to feed people. But I would much rather have him as president than to have a man that comes in and states he's going to take meals on wheels from old people that worked, enslaved in this country. He's going to take food from children, babies that's going to school, hot lunches. He's going to destroy Medicaid, Medicare. You know, why would you want a person in there that's filthy rich going to stand in there and take all of your rights from you? Now, his words carry some weight. President Obama's words on gay marriage carries no weight at all. People, wake up. Stop voting against your interests and have a blessed day.
Wow. That's a pretty strong okay, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Here's Angela in Lake City, Florida. Angela, you're live on the countdown. Hi.
Yes. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking. And how about you?
I'm okay. I'm just waking up, just thinking and stuff like that. With everything going on, you know, I think gay marriage is. I think the same sex ain't right, but that's their business what they want to do. I mean, as long as they don't mess with me or whatever, that's their business. Everybody make mistakes. I mean, if they want to be with a man, a woman will be with one. Let them be.
Let them be.
I don't care. Long as they're being, but you know, but you got to love people for who they are. I mean, just because somebody is gay, that don't mean they're a bad person. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, ma'am. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Mike in New York thinks there are a lot more important things that we ought to be talking about.
I just want to say, you know what? I'm really not concerned about the gay agenda anymore. You know, they should join the rest of America. Our economy's in the toilet. Our jobs are lost overseas. We're involved in multiple wars. And yet we have to pick our political candidates on their views on abortion, gays. I mean, you know what? Why don't they just become Americans, never mind their sexuality, And let's all get the guy in there for the job and support the right guy.
All right. That's pretty poignant, and a lot of people agree with you, sir, I think. 800-510-8255. We're moving around in your mind the discussion of gay marriage, same-sex marriage, and let's listen now to Daniel, who's in Tennessee, listening to the countdown.
I think maybe he evolved, and he has the intestinal fortitude to change his opinion. Some politicians are so narrow-minded they can't. And if anybody that says they're a Christian, they have to promote Jesus Christ's love. There is no place in the Bible that demeans homosexuality. And I'm not saying that homosexual is right or wrong. I'm just saying when you take preference that you're not going to love somebody because they have a certain default, then you're not doing the Christian thing. Christ loves everybody. In my opinion, Barack Obama is doing a good job. He's standing up for the American worker, the people in America that have no chance. He is there trying to help them. And I think he's doing a good job. Give the man a break.
All right. There you go. There's somebody else with a positive opinion of President Obama. Mickey's in California. You're a Christian, I understand.
Yes. Look, appreciate your program. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. I don't hate gay people. The Bible says that we need to love everybody. But I hate their sin. And in the Bible says the marriage, I don't know why they make a big deal with the marriage. They're not Christians. A lot of them, they're not Christians. They don't even believe in God. You know, I agree with they're supposed to have a civil union. They need to have insurance. They need to have all kinds of stuff like the marriage people. But that's not marriage. That's not marriage. And I like Barack Obama and a lot of stuff. But in the economy and in the gay people thing, he's wrong. And I don't judge anybody. You can do whatever you want. But in the Bible says, specifically, the homosexuality, not only in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, when the Jewish people, remember, Leviticus, it talks about that. They don't go to bed with a man, or say man, or girl with a girl. You know what I mean? I'm a Mexican, and just because I'm Mexican, you know, I don't say, oh, they discriminated me. No. I don't care what you do. You know what I mean? But when it comes to marriage and stuff like that, we have standards. We have, how do I say this? How do I put this?
Well, said it okay. You have your standards and you want to live by them, and that's terrific. Other people have their standards and they want to live by them, and it probably won't hurt you one way or another, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255 as the controversy continues here on the countdown.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat.
You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
13 and a half before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the focus on the president backing equality. You can thank him for endorsing marriage equality and add your voice to the discussion. Thank him for the discussion, I guess, in large part. 800-510-8255 brings us Carl in Florida on the Countdown next. Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. My mind is that Obama's a cool person, but this law about this same-sex stuff, it ain't Steve and Steve. And God has a law for us to live, and that ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people, they want to do what they want to do. I understand that, but, you know, let's keep it right.
All right, sir, we've heard all that stuff before. Let's move on. Richard, in Sturgis, South Dakota, you have something new to add to the conversation? Hi.
Hey, Doug, yeah, you're brilliant. You're the only reason I listen to the radio, but Obama, he's also very brilliant, and the only way to get these people that are gay or lesbian to cooperate with society and become productive people is to give them the privileges that everybody else that works for their money
You think it's okay to legalize gay marriage?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I'm not gay. I don't recommend being gay, and I don't recommend getting in a gay marriage. But if you're going to, you know, if you're that way, you might as well have the privilege, feel normal, mm-hmm. you know, have a house and be productive.
Right.
Because if not, they're just going to be counterproductive, and it's just going to hurt everybody around them. They're going to resist everybody that tries to defy them, and that's counterproductive to society. So just doing what they want. They don't hurt nobody.
Got it. Nobody's being hurt. The basic bottom line here is, do you agree with the president's support of gay marriage? Absolutely, or he's way off. That's pretty much what this is boiled down to. Jim's in Texas with some thoughts on this. Go ahead, sir.
I would ask that the homophobic right consider that the homosexual in Afghanistan didn't go there to defend blacks or whites, Catholics or Jews, Protestants or Muslims, gays or straights, but literally to take a bullet for all Americans, all of the many thousands of variations of us who exist. The idea that an American boy of such generous heart and mind and pure giving would in quiet moments think of the joy when he one day returns to marry his boyfriend, only to discover that the bullet he takes instead saves a handful of congressmen in the comfort and safety of the homeland where they sit composing the very legislation that will prevent that marriage is an outrage beyond expressing. We need to stop thinking about what harm we believe same-sex marriage may or might or could impose on heterosexuals and ask what right we have to deprive the gay American soldier of the great joy of all, the right to marry who you love.
Wow. That's about as good a call as I've heard on that for a long time. Jim in Texas, thank you, describing what happens with our men and women in uniform, what they're protecting, what they do. Wow, that was, I have nothing else to say after that. I'm not quite speechless, but I think I'm pretty taken back. Let's pause now. More of these calls coming up at 800-510-8255.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Some people think this is a bold experiment, and that this sort of expression on the radio ought to be banned. Can you imagine that? Good Lord. But there are people who don't want to hear these sorts of discussions. Well, I suggest to you, if you don't want to hear them, you turn the radio off or listen to something else. 800-510-8255. Chad is calling next to discuss the gay marriage issue here on the countdown. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Doug. I've come across an aspect that I put a lot of thought in over the years that you never hear them talking about. And it's, you know, most Christians, I'm Catholic, I'm fine with gay people. But the reason why I have a problem with gay marriage is because the same as abortion, the reason why they don't pay for it with tax dollars because it would violate your religious beliefs. Now, now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, if they made it 50-state legal, you're going to have to start to pay and to put up people's boyfriends and girlfriends or husbands, wives, whatever you call them, in violation of your religious beliefs. And I don't see how they could ever institute that. I mean, this is not just a social thing. This is, if it's going to come out of our money, which it will, if they allow the military members to become married, then all of a sudden, you know, we have ourselves a real religious and moral dilemma on our hands, don't we?
Well, what we have on our hands is another example of too much government in everybody's lives. Why should the government be involved in one's personal pursuits, marriage or otherwise? It's just a way for them to collect taxes and get in your shorts. Here's Art in Phoenix, Arizona, next up on the countdown, discussing whether or not you approve of the gay marriage idea, the allegations against gays pop up here and there. So I guess I'm just asking whether you agree with the civil union discussion, et cetera. I'm looking at state I live in, Massachusetts, has people who are gay getting married all the time. Pros and cons of same-sex marriage. Here you go, Art.
Well, I don't agree either way, but as a African American, for me, deny somebody else happiness, it's kind of like being discriminated against. If that's what they want to do, let them do it. But at the same time, don't step on other people who don't condone it.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at them.
Yeah, right. That's what a lot of people are saying. Thank you, Derek in Maryland. Let's squeeze you in. Go ahead, sir.
I think that it's only natural that we call it evolution, because some people are saying that he only changed his point of view because of his daughters. We look to our presidents to have a family as a basis of whether or not they're a crazy person. So the fact that he can learn from his children is a sign that he doesn't see himself as the paragon of all that is right and all that is wrong. He's willing to learn from younger people, which is only a tribute to the fact that he is willing to learn. All of our politicians seem to have the point of view that they have complete knowledge of what is right, ethically or morally, and what is wrong.
800-510-8255. Let's move to Texas, where Pete has called in to talk about this discussion as it continues.
This shouldn't be any surprise. I don't think the president evolved. He showed his hand way back there. You remember when he decided, and I thought it was somewhat unconstitutional, that he wasn't going to enforce DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. Well, that tipped his hand right there. And speaking about the Constitution, there was a major article written, but of course the big liberal media didn't carry it, that nearly a dozen state attorney generals showed that the president has, he himself directly disregarded the Constitution 21 times. And so here we are talking about gay rights. I just can't believe we're going that far.
800-510-8255. Well, you better believe it, sir, because that's what's happening. Keith in North Carolina, let's finish this up, okay?
I'd just like to put it out there that I am a gay independent living in North Carolina, and I am appalled with this gay ban on for marriage, and it don't only affect the gays in North Carolina, it's affecting everybody. And also, why would you make such a law, make such an amendment, when there was already a ban on homosexual marriage and also a ban on heterosexual unions as well, other than marriage? This is going to bring a downfall in North Carolina's economy, because a lot of companies will not come to North Carolina, and a few of them are going to leave North Carolina because of this stand that they have took. And my opinion on Obama coming out for gay marriage, all presidents, candidates, are going to say what the public wants them to say to get elected. There needs to be someone who has the guts to come out from the gate and stick to their words finally.
The words are over. The countdown is...